This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Thanks to homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Poganpool, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. And by Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Satisfied customers keep them at top. Here are the guys. It's Terry Tote and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobinot, and good morning. Welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday here on this 20th day of September, the final weekend of summer. This is it. Mm-hmm. Autumn starts on Monday.
Kind of start like it felt all. Felt like it started already.
You think so?
Well,
wasn't it a great night?
It was last night. Yeah. Maybe last night and today will be the exception. But this past week kind of got a little cooler.
Yeah, I got a little chilly, but you know, it's September.
Yeah,
stuff like that happens. So, anyway, good morning. We're glad to have you in on Sports Saturday. We're going to be talking to Chad Easterday, the coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, coming up here in just a moment. We have in studio some special guests, a couple of gentlemen who are members of the Hillsboro Dragon golf team who did extremely well 1 week ago when they played in the IESA State Golf Tournament. We have the state champion Alex Eichhoff and Alex White, who finished 1 and 2. Did I get that in the correct order, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to be talking to those fellas coming up. Go ahead and get Chad on the phone if you got the opportunity here, Tobin. And then we're going to talk later on in the program, Victoria Francis, a young lady who's trying to raise some money so she can get to some camps and work her way into perhaps the Olympics. So, very interesting sports show we have going today.
The WSMI area could be well represented in the Olympics.
Well, you know, we keep talking to our buddy Kelsey Card about how she's doing there in Wisconsin, and she seems to be doing very, very well. Very quickly, some high school football scores from around the area last night. Staunton defeated Litchfield 35-0, the first win of the year for the Bulldogs. In the game at Hillsboro last night, Toppers jumped out to a lead, but Greenville flipped the switch, and the Comets win at 49-26. You can hear the broadcast of that game at 10:04 on AM 1540. Carlinville defeated Pena last night, 43-15. Southwestern goes to 2-2 on the season as the Birds beat Gillespie 24-20, and Roxana now 3-1 on the season as they defeated Vandalia 39-26. Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Cavaliers, on the telephone with us. And good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
We are doing extremely well. It's good, always good to hear from you on a Saturday morning. And young Mr. Dixon had a terrific game last night, I hear.
Yeah, you know, he's a weapon. You know, we have lots of those. And on any given night, I think any one of those can hurt you. And he, you know, it was his night last night, and he did it both in the run game and the pass game. So it was very nice to see us use all facets of our offense again last night. So we were very pleased with that.
And in years past, pain has kind of been a thorn in your side from time to time.
Well, I tell you what, we were just, Coach Hudson and I were talking about that week three as such a big game for us both, and we always seem to have that lull. And we've preached and preached and preached that this week, and you know, I talked to Coach Hutchinson at the freshman game there, and he was preaching the same thing, and we both had beaten each other and that sort of stuff and lost. And that, you know, week four is always that catch game for us, so I was very happy to see us be on top of it.
The Cavaliers now 3-1, of course, headed towards a playoff berth if everything goes according to Hoyle, at least according to what the coach wants to happen here the rest of the way. Talk to us a little bit about how the team has settled in, Chad. Are they where they should be at this point?
Yeah, Terry, I think they are. You know, we have kind of morphed our offense into to a more faster-paced game than what we are traditionally used to at Carlinville, and the kids have jumped in full bore and kind of taken it over, to be honest with you. I never thought that they would enjoy it and go with it as fast as they are, and we looked very crisp with it last night. You know, we used to be able to guard us tackle through tackle, and now you have to guard us inline to inline, and or sideline to sideline, but you know, all that stuff. So I was very happy to see that, and they're they're in that midseason form, and now the key is to keep that focus and make sure that we can continue that throughout the rest of the season.
Extremely exciting style of play that you bring. It's kind of an in-your-face, and we're not going to give you a chance defensively to set up. I just think it brings a different air of excitement to the Cavalier football program. I really enjoy it.
Well, I tell you what, it is when we investigated it a couple years ago, kind of dabbled in it last year, kind of fell in love with it a little bit. Maybe take baby steps with it is a good approach, but we jumped into it full bore this year, and it is. It's a fast-paced, accelerating type of offense that it's in your face, and we know that there are pros and cons. You've got to play great defense. You're going to be on the field more on defense, and but there's high reward too. So the kids like it, and I don't know. It's simple. We think, I guess, is what it is. But it's definitely a full court press type of philosophy to football.
And the kids have bought into this to the point to where they've taken ownership. And if they need a rest, they'll just come to you and say, Coach, I need a rest.
Yeah. It's a way to get more kids on the field. And when you have the depth that we have this year on the offensive side, you're right. It's a way to constantly, we just use the term, put your foot on the accelerator. And we don't take it off. And they hate when we take it off. So that's a good thing. I mean, they hate when we huddle. They hate when we go, we have to coach them up in periods. They want to go fast. And they want to make things happen. And we're just happy to see them buy into it because we knew it was going to be a change for us. But we thought we had the personnel, and it worked out in our favor.
And, of course, you've got that senior quarterback that kind of helps things run out there, don't you?
Well, to make his grandmother happy, who's listening right now, because she says I never say anything positive about him. He's really truly an extension of me out there. And matter of fact, sometimes he's even smarter than me, and that's a great thing to have. And that will be much missed. And we have some great ones coming. But in terms of my relationship with Job, it's been phenomenal. And he's in love with it, and so am I. And we're enjoying the ride.
Chad, next week you head to Staunton. Big traditional matchup there. Staunton got their first win last night. They're a team that could be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I think that record's not any indication of their ability by any shape. They have a rollover and a coach, and anytime you have that, I'm sure that it's a adjustment period. So it'll be a good prep week for us. We'll have to take nothing lightly coming off our win Friday night, but and then we got to go down there. It's always a hostile type environment, which is really cool to have. But you're right, Terry. They've always traditionally had a great program, and we'll have to prepare hard for them.
Chad, congratulations on a good win last night, and we will talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate the call.
Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. And if you haven't seen that offense, man, I love it. It's great. It's giddy up and go, man.
I guess some of the guys that don't get enough credit is the offensive line, good as their running game is, the offensive line is just fantastic.
And the thing about the Cavaliers, plays over, they're lined up, they're ready to go.
Yep.
They're actually waiting on the officials to spot the ball. They're ready to go. They're not giving the defense a chance to set up. So it's a really exciting kind of.
It could be a very fun game for them next week because I tell you what, Staunton, they were 0-3 going into last night, and they did not look like an 0-3
team.
Well,
and I was just going to say they didn't probably look like an 0-3 team.
It didn't look like an 0-3 team.
They've got some talent yet.
Oh yeah, and of course they were without their best player, Marcus Sitko. Or one of their best players, I guess, because he had to sit out the game with a suspension. But they didn't skip a beat. Colt Thacker stepped in and had probably the game of his life, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I mean, he was fantastic.
A few other scores before we talk to our golf guys here in the Prairie State Conference last night. Nokomis gets in the win column as Nokomis beat Marquette 15-14. That's the first win of the year for Nokomis. But really, when you look at their schedule, I think they're in pretty good shape. At this point, Bunker Hill goes to 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in conference play, as the Minutemen crushed East Dalton Wood River 44-16. And, of course, South Fork picked up the 4-foot win against Metro East Lutheran, as Metro East didn't have enough kids for the ball game last night. In Sangamo play, Auburn over North Mac 36-0. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. New Berlin and Williamsville still undefeated. The Pretzels beat Riverton 55-20 last night. They're 4-0. The Bullets go to 4-0 overall, 3-0 in conference play with a 33-7 win over Pleasant Plains. And then Athens now 3-1 on the year as the Warriors shut down Pittsfield 42-0. In the WIVC South, North Green beat Greenfield Northwestern 24-6. Carrollton remains undefeated. They beat Pleasant Hill 58-14 and Calhoun over Winchester 21-18. And Camp Point Central is the really strong team in the WIVC North. They crushed Mendon Unity 48-0. They're undefeated. And Triopia goes to 3-1 on the year with a 36-14 win over Brown County. In the Prairie State today, Pawnee will play host to the Mont Olive Wildcats at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Pawnee, another one of those very good Prairie State teams.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking golf. And in particular, with the two gentlemen who competed at the IESA State Golf Tournament last weekend in Peoria. We'll do that right after this.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has every major brand of tire for your car or semi. They do complete exhaust work and are a Hertz rental agency. Kurt's Towing can transport your vehicle of any kind and repair it in their complete shop. When you need a tow or a repair, remember Kurt's 24-hour heavy-duty and light-duty towing, 324-2400. Kurt's is just west of Rule King in Litchfield.
GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
And at 9:16, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Parrott's Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. There is a chance for some rain. We'll have a high of around 80. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight. Still a chance for some rain. We'll have a low of around 60. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies. We'll have a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Clear skies. Highs will be in the upper 70s. The lows will be in the low 50s. And at 9:17, we have a temperature reading of 68 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your dream into a reality. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project.
Satisfied customers keep Morton buildings at the top. Call them at 324-2002. That's 324-2002.
And at 9:18, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Terry Toad and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobinot, as we roll on with WSMI Sports Saturday here on this 20th day of September. Joining us in studio, and we do have a correction on a score. Southwestern beat Gillespie 54-38. Yeah. I bet that was a halftime score I got.
It was okay. The score at one point. I remember that being, but okay. Southwestern was able to extend their lead.
My apologies, 54-38 in the final. Southwestern wins it last night. Last weekend in Peoria, the IESA, that's the Illinois Elementary School Association, had their state golf tournament. That's only the fourth year I think they've had a state golf tournament. So this is something kind of new, but it's obviously been hugely successful. And Montgomery County has a rich history of good golf. especially in the at the interscholastic level. And joining us in studio, the state champion and the runner-up, Alex Eichhoff and Alex White, members of the Hillsborough Dragon golf team. And guys, good morning!
Morning.
How you doing today?
Good.
Are you alive and awake on a Saturday morning? Do you normally get up this early on Saturday morning?
No. not usually.
Not usually? Okay. Well, let's talk with Alex White. Alex, I think you actually won the sectional the week before, didn't you?
No, he
didn't.
Okay. Alex Eichhoff won the sectional the week before, and so you had some pressure going into the state tournament. Did you feel any pressure?
Yeah, because I knew I would be the person that people needed to beat.
You had the bullseye on your back there, didn't
yeah.
you? Yeah. So how do you deal with that pressure when you go from the sectional, and of course you go to a state tournament and you got, you know, kids from all over around the state? How did you deal with that, Alex?
Well, it wasn't as hard because I got to play with one of my friends that I played with in sectionals, so therefore I just kept talking to him and didn't really even think much about the pressure.
Having fun.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Now, for those of people who don't understand golf, how much interaction do you have with the coaching staff during the match? Not much, do you?
No, I think the rule was that your coach could coach you in between the green and tee.
But once you're out there, you're on your own.
Yeah, they can't help you.
Is that kind of a different challenge?
Well, my dad's the one who's been coaching me, and he's not exactly a coach, so he wasn't allowed to.
Okay. So, Alex White, when you were playing in the sectional and you went from the sectional and advanced on to the state, did you feel additional pressure as well?
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of pressure because I knew that me and Alex both had a chance to come into state, and I had a lot of pressure to do good.
Was it kind of special to have teammates?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Did it make it a little bit easier?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were groups right next to each other, so we could see each other play.
Who was ahead in the first group?
I was the group in front of him.
Yeah, I was the final group.
Now, were you able to keep track of each other's progress?
We talked to each other between holes.
Yeah. So
perhaps this is a dumb question, but was it difficult to maybe root for each other, but at the same time, maybe want yourself to win as being the state champion?
Very. Yeah.
Yeah, very.
There's nothing wrong with being good friends, but nothing wrong with being competitive friends, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, to try to bring your level of play up. Tell us a little bit, Alex Eichhoff, first off, you know, your dad's been coaching. How early did you start playing golf? At what age, like, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 or what?
I've been playing golf since I was 4, and I've been playing competitively since I was 8.
Playing competitively means what?
Playing in, like, tournaments.
Mm-hmm. How many tournaments a year are you involved in?
I guess normally, like, 11 or 12 a year.
Do you garner some great experience out of those types of tournaments?
Yeah, because I've played in tournaments along the coast in North Carolina and California, so with that pressure and the experience helped me place at state.
Probably build some great memories in too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex, how about you? Are you involved in the tournaments as well?
Yeah, we do about the same amount of tournaments every year, and I've been to Vegas this year for a golf tournament, and I've as well been to North Carolina. We've both been around the country for tournaments.
Do you have a favorite tournament venue? Alex White, how about you?
We go to Pinehurst. It's a course in North Carolina. Yeah.
Kind of a famous course.
Yeah.
How about you, Mr. Eichhoff? Do you have a favorite course?
Yeah, the one I played in California was probably my favorite because we were in, like, the golf course was in, like, a valley, so you could see, like, all the mountaintops and stuff on the course. And it was a pretty beautiful sight.
And whenever I golfed in Vegas, it was also in a valley. So, like, it was called the mountain course because it was in the middle of, like, just a ton of mountains. And, like, the valley, like, messed up your putts because it made it look like it'd break the other way, but it actually broke the other way. So, yeah.
Messing with your mind, huh?
Yeah.
As if golf didn't do that enough, right? Do you have a specific mode or something you think about to get into the mindset to play golf, especially at a high level? Alex White, how about you?
Not my score. If I think about my score,
you
just
freak out, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if I used to be just like in tournaments, just like adding up my score in my mind, but I try to stay clear of that because if I do that, I'll just shut down.
How about you, Alex? I go.
Well, I just try and think about the next shot. I try not to think about the past. You know, every now and then I will, but I try to just think about the next shot.
And coaches will often say, "Don't think, just do." Is that true in golf?
Yes.
You have to. Yeah, that's very true. But you have to think a little bit. But
but you don't. You want to think a little bit, but you don't want to dwell on something, right?
Yeah.
And you know, for what seemingly would be a long time, to where you end up basically freaking yourself out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what was the course like at the state tournament, Alex Eichhoff? What was
it? It was a great course. You know, it was short for both of us, so there it was easier and. The bunkers were probably the best bunkers I've ever played.
They were soft. They were perfect.
Of course, you're trying to avoid those things, man.
Still, yeah. If you're in them, it's perfect.
Yeah, the greens were great, too. They were fast.
Rolling good.
Yeah, they're rolling great.
Now, of course, you guys know you got targets on your back, right? I mean, from here on.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just part of the game, right? Do you participate in other sports? Alex White, how about you?
Yes, I do. I've quit a couple sports. I used to do wrestling, and I used to do football, but I quit those. But right now I'm doing golf and soccer.
Okay. How about you, Alex? I call.
I've been playing basketball, but this year's kind of iffy about if I'm going to play. Cause I kind of just want to dedicate myself to golf, and we're thinking about doing some winter tournaments, so...
The winter tournaments would take you south and west, probably?
Yeah.
Okay. As you look to your future, I'm sure you're both, what, seventh graders, right? So you still have another year in junior high?
Yeah.
Okay. And once you get into the high school, the level of competition kicks up as well, because with the IHSA, you have basically the whole state. IESA is kind of a little segmented section. I mean, there's a lot of schools, a lot of kids participating. But boy, when you get into the IHSA, you get everybody from around the state. That really kicks up the level of competition. Are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
And Hillsborough has a great tradition of golf, you know. You guys have a lot to live up to. Has it been fun? I guess that's the best question. Alex Eichhoff, has it been a lot of fun?
Yes, it's been very fun. I love to play golf competitively.
Does it help you in other aspects of life, say, for example, schoolwork?
Well, golf is pretty much all about your mental game, and you have to sharpen up your mental game, so therefore it can help you with other stuff in life.
Alex White, how about you? Same deal?
Yeah. Golf, you need to have a great mental game. If you don't have a mental game, you can't play.
When you're out on the course and tournaments, how do you actually perceive the sounds and the people around you, or are you able to just really block that all out?
I try and I can usually block that out.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's a good thing to block it out, because if you hear them, then you start thinking too much.
A lot of times in sports, emotions play a big part of it, yeah. Especially football. You know, there's a lot of emotion in football, other sports as well. How do you tie in, or how do you deal with emotions in golf, Alex Eichhoff? How do you do that? I mean, because you only get pumped up, but you can't get too pumped up, right?
Yeah. Then again, I try not to think about the past because, you know, it could be good or bad. It doesn't matter. It can still mess with your future play.
And Alex White, if you have a bad round, how do you deal with it the next round?
The next round, just forget about it and pretend like you shot a 72, just even par. Just pretend like you shot even par and say, let's do it again.
So as you look back a week ago, how much fun was it actually to be at the state tournament? I mean, be honest there. Did you get goosebumps and that sort of stuff when you first walked up there and started playing?
It was a great atmosphere. All the workers and people are so amazing and nice, and it was really great.
I got goosebumps because it was so cold when we started.
I was wondering if somebody was going to say that. It was pretty chilly that day, wasn't it?
Yeah, and but it started warming up after like the first three holes, so.
And then in the practice round, me and Alex were doing a practice round together. I was pushing my cart. I'm a Vikings fan. And then I had a Vikings blanket wrapped around me as we were walking through the course.
That's terrific. Yeah. We have the principal of the Hillsborough Junior High, Mark Finsky. Mark, grab that microphone if you would. This has been a pretty just go ahead and pull that out if you want to, or have a seat there. This has been a pretty interesting year for athletics with the Hillsborough Dragons, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I thought we had it good when we had a state champion girls 7th grade team, then a state runner up boys 7th grade team, and now I got 1 and 2 golfers. Makes Hillsborough look pretty good.
And for people who don't understand how athletics can work into the, I guess, the fabric of the community, it is important, and it really is a source of pride, and sometimes people just don't get it.
These are the things that you know, tie communities together, and it's remarkable to see not only the support for these two extraordinary golfers, but you know, the girls team and the boys team. And you know, the minute we came back from those state tournaments, there were banners already hung. There were people lining the streets before I even knew these two had done so. I was unable to go to Peoria. But before I even knew about it, it's broadcast everywhere. Everyone's celebrating the achievement of our young people, and that's awesome.
And I guess there was a pretty good celebration as they came back into town, from what I understand.
That's what I understand too.
That's pretty cool. Well, guys, we appreciate you coming out. Oh, Alex White has something else to say. Let's give him the microphone. And this is your chance to shine, boys.
And I want to recognize Dane Huber. He's one of our other friends. He played with us in sectionals. Mm-hmm. He did great. It was his first time ever playing 18 holes by walking in a real tournament. And I just want to recognize him. He did great in the tournament. I'm proud of him.
Anybody else on the golf team that we might mention? Just the three of you?
Just us three. We go out and golf at Hillsborough all the time together.
And you're good buddies, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you swap golf stories? Starting early here, swamping golf. Do you fudge and tell just a little bit of a lie once in a while?
I try not to.
Okay.
I try not to.
Well, as the older you get, you're kind of allowed to do that, okay? So, Alex Eichhoff, Alex White, the state champion and the runner-up at the IESA State Golf Championship last weekend. Congratulations. And maybe, just maybe a year from now, we'll see you guys again. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Hope so.
That would be cool. That would be good. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And
good luck down the line.
Thanks for having us.
We know you guys are going to enjoy a lot of success and bring a lot of pride to not only the Dragon program, but to the Hilltopper program. We need to get to a break. Sports Saturday rolls on in just a moment.
When packing school lunches, pack the nutrition your kids need for growing and learning. Include foods from all parts of the food pyramid. For sandwiches that aren't soggy, spread whole wheat bread with farmer-owned Prairie Farms butter before you add the filling. For the thermos, fill it with Prairie Farms milk or chocolate milk, or if you're out of fruit, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For nutritious and delicious school lunches, taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
State Senator Andy Menar.
I grew up here in Bunker Hill, and it's where Trista and I are raising our kids. When I go to the gas station or the coffee shop, folks aren't worried about the latest phony controversy or political fight. They want decent schools, good jobs, and honest government.
Andy's small-town roots helped shape his values of hard work, honesty, and fairness.
When I was chairman of the Macoupin County Board, we worked together to balance the budget without raising taxes by cutting perks and salaries for politicians. I've refused a pension and a pay raise and stood up to my own party when I knew it was right. I'm leading the fight for bipartisan legislation to make sure our schools get their fair share.
Fixing the school funding formula in Illinois so all of our children have the opportunity to succeed.
We've come a long way, but we still have a lot more to accomplish. With your support, I'll continue to be your voice.
Andy Menar for State Senate, paid for by friends of Andy Menar.
And WSMI Sports Saturday rolls on this 20th day of September. And I don't know about you, Dave Jenkins, but those two guys, even though they're in junior high, they were pretty cool customers.
Yeah, they were. And right after we went to commercial break, I made the comment, Arnold Palmer and Chuck Nicklaus. Maybe that's what they'll be, you know, the next great golfing duo. So
that would be absolutely cool.
I have to imagine that was a blast for them, you know, not only playing in the state tournament, but being in a playoff against each other, because, you know, you wipe the floor with everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just you two knowing each other, competing
against
each other.
And I think they bested the rest of the group by at least 6 strokes.
Yeah, I don't believe it was really even that close.
And then, you know, to be in a playoff hole to determine a state championship. And
I also had to relieve a lot of the pressure.
Well, Well, you know, you're playing against your buddy. So, you know, if you lose, it's not the end of the world.
Exactly.
You know, that's the cool thing. Victoria Francis has joined us in studio, and we're going to talk with Victoria here about a fundraising effort she's got coming up and trying to raise money to attend camps, because she's got her goal set on the Olympics. And until we get another coach on the line, we'll just go ahead with Victoria. Pull that microphone just a little bit closer to you there, Victoria. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
It's great to have you out here. Give us a little bit of a background. How did you get involved in wrestling, young lady?
I started wrestling in 6th grade. Mm-hmm. Not entirely sure what my motive was, but I knew I didn't like being on girls' teams. Just girls can be a little backstabbing or whiny or whatever. But I was by no means an athlete when I came onto the wrestling team, but they let me stick around and wrestled through middle school and high school on the guys' team. I've gone on to Lindenwood University.
And this was at Litchfield?
Yes, Litchfield High.
Yeah.
And I've gone on to Lindenwood University in St. Charles, and this is my 3rd season coming up there. I got to wrestle internationally this summer with USA Wrestling in Germany, Austria, Mexico, and Croatia. Currently, I have the opportunity to go to wrestling camps with USA Wrestling to train with top people in America. In order to go to these camps, though, I have to pay for them and pay for my own flights out. And that can be a little expensive for me, considering I don't have time for a job between school and wrestling.
Sure, yeah.
So
this is your full-time job,
yeah,
you know, being a student and being a wrestler.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've been working on fundraising a lot this summer whenever I was home. And
so what have you come up with?
I've come up with about a grand so far.
Okay.
The goal is about $2,000, $2,500.
So what can people do to help raise funds and support your effort here?
Well, right now we're holding a T-shirt fundraiser. The goal is to raise about $700 right now from businesses or anybody who wants to support these T-shirts, and then they'll get their name or logo on the back, depending on how much they donate. $25 to $50 would get their name. More than $50 gets a logo. And the hope is to sell these T-shirts that say Victoria's Fan Club with a wrestling logo, have the sponsors on the back, and then whatever I sell from the T-shirts, purely profit. And that hopefully will bring an end to my fundraising this year.
Yeah. So you're what, a junior?
I'm a junior.
At Lindenwood?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you have a timetable here that you're working with as far as...
I have a camp coming up in October that I'll have to pay for very shortly. That's about $200, and the flight is about $400. And then I will have another camp coming up in December, and the same deal, $400 flight, $200 camp. And hopefully some of this money that I raise will go to pay back the camps I paid for this summer, because that kind of came out of my pocket and money I need for school. So.
Right. Victoria, if you could stand by for just a moment, we're going to continue our conversation. I believe we have Aaron Fricke on the line, the head coach of the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. Aaron, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing terrific. Congratulations. The Birds have evened up their record at 2-2 after suffering through a bit of a losing streak. You get the win last week. You pick up a win again this week. Things starting to fall in line for the Birds of Southwestern.
Yeah, definitely. The things are starting to click. The kids are picking up the system, and we're starting to figure out who we are. And it's exciting to watch them grow each week. And, yeah, another big win this week, and we're all excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about how the game went last night. And I know I certainly enjoy watching your quarterback throw the football.
Yeah, last night, I mean, we started out with the ball, and we did some good things. Penalties killed us early on. But they marched down the field and scored pretty early, and we had seen them do that in the last couple games with Pena and Litchfield. You know, they had gotten up early, and they certainly, with that sophomore quarterback last night, gave us everything they had. But offense kept clicking. Fry to Duvall was a connection that was working all night. They had four touchdowns together, and Fry threw for five. So, you know, offensively, we just played so well that really pulled us through. Defense, we could have done a little bit better, but just proud of the way they played.
Aaron, in football, basically in any sport, any job, it's a situation where you just have to build a little bit of confidence. And once you get some confidence, things seem to fall together a little bit easier.
No, you're exactly right. And that's one of the big things that we've been telling them from the start is, you know, you guys are good enough to go out and win games. We have talent, but you have to get that win. You actually have to experience it for them to understand and to learn how to win. And with everything they went through last year, it was a really young team, and losing all those games, it was tough on them. But now, when they got the first one last week, you could see this week we were much more relaxed, and we really knew how to just put it away at the end.
And you started out the season 0-2. You had just come off a really bad loss to Greenville. Do you feel like, specifically with last week, you really started a new season?
You know, in the Greenville game, our offense started doing pretty well, and obviously, you know, we gave up a ton of points on defense, but I think we found our rhythm that week, and it was good to find it then because, you know, we knew that the last 2 weeks were games that we were going to be in and we would have a shot at. And then with the Litchfield game, we established the run. You know, Fry is doing an outstanding job on our read series and our counter plays that he's kind of taken over there. And yeah, we kept it rolling into this week, and offensively, we had over 600 yards of total offense, so they're definitely clicking on all pages right now.
You know, Aaron, one of the neat things about high school football, since you have such a short season, is the fact that, you know, you have certain goals you want to reach. And here, the Birds were looking to get into the win column, just to get into the win column this year. But now you're saying, hey, playoffs are a possibility.
Exactly. And the message that we've preached to the kids is, why not us? I mean, some of these guys played as sophomores a couple years ago. A lot of them played as sophomores last year. They've got experience. You know, the athleticism's there. We've got the talent. And, you know, now that they see, you know, we've got a couple games coming up that we can win. We were happy to get the first one, but they want to get back into the playoffs, and get into five wins would be awesome. And that's definitely the goal from here on out.
Coach, three of your first four games of the season at home, so now you've got a pretty tough road test to basically end the season.
Yeah, it's the next 2 weeks being away, and certainly, you know, going to Pena is always tough, and I think the kids are ready for it. It was nice to get those wins at home and help build that confidence in front of the home fans and in front of our student section, and you know, they're ready for the test. I think they understand that the focus has to be twice as intense this week, and it's going to be the biggest challenge really that we faced all year to go into these games, but they're ready for it. The kids are ready for it.
Aaron, talk a little bit about practice, and after you picked up the first win, you know, you're preaching, stay, you know, hang in there. We're going to get where we need to go. But once you pick up a win or two, practices, everybody's ready to go. They're anxious to get there.
Oh yeah, our kids are excited to come out and practice every day. We take it easy on them in terms of contact. We kind of take the college style of things and keep them fresh every week, but. You know, they're so hungry when it comes to Friday night now, knowing they can go out and get wins, that our practices are so competitive. The kids are going out trying to fight for starting spots still every week if they're not starting. And when you have that level of competition in practice, that translates to games, and it's a beautiful thing on the field.
And the coach has to feel pretty good about it, too, because you knew it was there.
Yep. That's the thing. You know, we told them all along we could see it, and it was just them understanding and finally seeing, you know, we can do this. We are good enough. And, we've seen it all along, and that's just what we keep hammering it home to them, and finally getting that first win, I think, opened their eyes to it.
So the Birds are now 2-2 on the season. They head to Pena next week. Aaron, we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here on WSMI FM 106, and continued success as the season rolls along, and maybe on our football playoff program, we'll be talking about the Birds in the playoffs.
Well, that would be great. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Aaron Fricke, the head coach of the Birds of Southwestern. Thanks so much, Aaron. Take care. Birds win it last night, 54-38 over the Gillespie Miners. So that's a terrific win for them.
After no,
you know, and the Miners are one of those teams you cannot look at that record and say, hey, Here's a win here. Because they've got some talent.
I kind of expect the Gillespie to win last night, not because I thought Southwestern was bad, but just Gillespie started out 0-3, and I felt like last night was they were going to get over the hump. Now they're still searching for their first. And they're, I mean, for being an 0-4 team, they're a pretty good 0-4 team. So.
Tell you what, we need to get to another break. Sports Saturday rolls on. We're going to come back and talk to Victoria Francis once again and how you can help her out in getting to these camps so she can reach her goal of getting to
the Olympics.
The Olympics. We like to hear that. We'll come back with more in just a moment.
Grow your own way. From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Hello, I'm Melissa Van Giesen, certified licensed athletic trainer at Teamwork Rehab. If you have a sport-related injury, come see us at Teamwork Rehab. We provide athletic training services to all local area athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab offers free injury screening to all athletes and weekend warriors. Don't suffer with an injury. Give us a call at 532-4160 to make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
And at 9:46, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest. In Carlinville and Jacksonville, you'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. There is a chance for some afternoon showers. We'll have a high of around 80. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight. There is a 50-50 chance for some rain. Expect a low of around 60 degrees. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. And an extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Clear skies will have highs in the upper 70s. The lows will be of around 50 degrees. And at 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 70 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 30 seconds.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:47, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Terry Tote and David Jenkins.
Thanks so much, Tobin Ott, and we appreciate Aaron Fricke joining us from Southwestern High School. Victoria Francis is in studio with us. And Victoria, before we get into how people can help out again, I want to go back to when you were talking about wrestling in junior high. I think you have to kind of give kudos to the folks at Litchfield because – you know, a lot of times when girls try to play boys' sports, that's not an easy thing to overcome. But yeah. But they said, well, come on in.
It was a little bit of a struggle at first. Yeah. Actually, my...
You had to win them over, didn't you?
Yeah, my coach actually said the first day of practice when he saw me, he tried to, like, work me out. And
dissuade you?
Yeah, so that first practice was the hardest practice of my life, probably. Mm. But he said I made it through, so I get to stay.
But when he did that, that probably just motivated you more.
I didn't even realize it. I just assumed that's what wrestling was about, and it kind of is. Like, we always work hard. So I didn't think much about it, but he eventually told me later on that that's what he was doing. And I'm like, oh, it made me stronger, so I'm not going to complain.
Now, the neat thing about female athletes and the sports, and last summer we did the 40th anniversary program on Title IX and how women now have an opportunity to do things that athletically that were never even thought of 40 years ago. In the high school level, we're seeing, three or four states around the country now with state series.
Yes, for women's wrestling.
Yes. When that starts happening, other states start picking up on it, and it continues to grow. Yes. So maybe you're kind of the groundbreaker around here, you know?
I'd like to think so. I know we've had several strong women wrestlers from Illinois, including Allie Reagan from Carbondale. She was just at the World Championships, actually. So I hope to be like an influence on getting women's wrestling to grow in Illinois. But it will definitely be a struggle just because we're just so strong in men's wrestling in the high school level, and it's just a tradition.
Would you coach if like something was like if a women's wrestling program in Illinois was perhaps built up? Would you welcome the opportunity of being a coach?
Absolutely. When I was younger, and like even just like a couple years ago, I was unsure about coaching just because I always struggled to see like what needed to be done in a match. Like when I'm in a match, I know it needs to be done usually, but to watch someone, it's hard for me, but like I've started growing that coaching ability a little bit, and it's still growing for sure. It's not anything high, but I would love to coach a women's program in Illinois.
Number one, just because it's so new, you know, that it's groundbreaking. That would be so interesting to get involved in something like that.
Absolutely.
So, again, you're trying to raise some money so you can go to these camps. Your goal is to get to the Olympics, what would be the procedure to get through to the Olympics? You'd have to go to some camps and go to some matches and then earn your way in?
Yes. In order to get on the Olympic team, I'm definitely going to have to get some major training done. Right now there's three girls in America who are ahead of me, including the recent world champion. So I definitely have some ground to cover between training. Going to these international tournaments is going to allow me to compete on a higher level and learn more, learn what I need to do. Eventually, I need to make the world team. World team trials are in May, end of May. So those are just a few steps that I need to do, and it's going to cost me a little money to get to these different things. The nice thing, though, is USA Wrestling, if I go to camps, they will pay for trips, which is definitely a payoff, or nice trade-off there.
That's great. We're talking with Victoria Francis, who's trying to earn her way into, earn some money to get to camps so that she can earn her way onto the Olympic wrestling team. Victoria, stand by if you could. We have Gabe Cesaretti on the phone with us right now, and coach of Nokomis. And Gabe, congratulations. You pick up your first win of the season last night, but I don't think it's going to be the only win of the season that you're going to get to celebrate this year.
No, I sure really hope not. But, I mean, thank you very much. Good morning, guys.
Good to have you on the air with us here this morning. Tell us a little bit about the game. A good, tight ball game last night.
It was. I mean, it seems like, we've only been playing Marquette for a few years now, and every single game has come down to the last few seconds. And, it's just one play here and there makes a difference. And, we finally picked one up last night. We didn't play a perfect game by any means, but it was nice to see us dig in there in the second half and make the drive that we had to make and make the stops we had to make, and our defense played superb most of the night, and it's just nice to get a victory.
And of course, learning something from last week when you just came up short against Pawnee last night, you were able to finish against Marquette, I guess.
Sure, I mean it was a real similar circumstance, and this time we took it down the field and punched it in to get the W, and then we had to, come up with a stop at the end there. And like I said, it's just we've had some great games with those guys, and sometimes you wonder, how a coach gets to live past the 50 or so, and your heart stopped a few times. But it felt really nice. It was good to see for the kids. It's just like I said, last week we're coming. We felt like we turned the corner last week, and then to start last night, it felt like we went back on the other side of the block for a minute and then turned the corner again. And, these kids just they don't quit. I mean, they're not going to quit. And then the coaching staff just keeps believing, getting things done. And, they earned it last night for sure.
And how did you, as far as the game is concerned, everybody in good shape heading into next week?
We should be at. We still have our running back Dominic Rupert, who dislocated his elbow last week. He's still out. But last night we came out pretty healthy. We had some cramping issues late, but we should be okay.
And I think you're at home. What, to Metro East next week? If Metro East has a team.
Well, actually, yesterday we got the word they've already forfeited.
So
yeah.
Okay.
Kinda thanks for us, because it's homecoming week. But we're trying to figure out something to do. Our athletic director has a call out to a couple teams, so it's a possibility we'll have a game, but it's nothing for sure yet.
Okay, well, whatever gets decided, just to make sure and let us know, Gabe. But and we were talking with Aaron Fricke from Southwestern High School, and we were talking about how once the confidence gets into these kids, how much different even practice can be when you get a little confidence under your belt.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we felt that this week too, because like I said, against the Pawnee, we had a bad first quarter and played great for three quarters, and you can see that carry on into this whole week. I mean, our practices were great all week. It definitely just gives you your attitude picks up, and like I said, we had a great week of practice going into this week. So it does. I mean, once you get a little confidence, and then the win should help even more. You know, we had the confidence after a loss, and we should be growing after this win.
Well, things are running along for Nokomis, it looks like. The coach may not admit it, but he's got a little smile on his face this morning, I suspect. So
I think I'll sleep better this week than I have for about a month.
Gabe, thanks for joining us. We look forward to touching base with you on down the line, and good luck in the future.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Gabe Cesaretti, the head coach of the Nokomis football team. And
they essentially picked up two wins.
They picked up two wins in a span of 24 hours, basically. So it sounds like
I should have asked him this, but I wonder what if they don't get another game rescheduled, what exactly the process will be like this week.
I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to worry about that. Victoria Francis, we've got Victoria in studio here. You're selling T-shirts. How can people get T-shirts to help you raise money so you can get to these camps, Victoria?
Well, at the moment, we're still in getting sponsors. Mm-hmm. We're in that phase still. October 6th is my plan date to put in an order for T-shirts. I hope to print 100 T-shirts, and whenever I get them printed, people can contact myself through email or my parents. A lot of people know my parents around home, sure. Lisa and Doug, or, you know, just find me on Facebook.
That's what we'll post it on the internet, on our website as well.
Awesome.
for the information. What sort of donations are you looking for? What amounts of money are we talking here, Victoria?
So if a company or family wants to sponsor a T-shirt, $25 mm-hmm. to $50 will get their name on the T-shirt, or $50 or more will get their logo.
Okay.
As always, if someone just wants to make a straight donation, not worried about sponsoring the T-shirt or whatever, I'm taking nickels and dimes.
There you go. There you go. Any little bit will help,
yeah,
right?
Anything mm-hmm. helps.
Tell me how exciting it is to be a female wrestler in college.
It's absolutely amazing. Like, I still get people saying, I didn't even know women's wrestling was a thing. That's the first exciting thing, is to, like, educate them about it. I just actually gave a speech the other day on women's wrestling, and I love educating people about it. It's exciting to be on the road. You know, I love traveling to meets. I don't like the actual, like, travel itself, but just traveling to meets gets me excited. Being with my team, I'm excited to be back on the mat with my Lindenwood team. It's just really exciting, especially when we start winning these duels as a team. It's one thing to defeat a person, but to defeat a team mm-hmm. and their school in general, that's
when did you know you wanted to do it in college?
Actually, my senior year, towards the end of my wrestling season, I kind of decided to switch over to wrestling. I originally was signed on with Blackburn to do cross country, and towards the end of my season wrestling, I had been out for 3 weeks with an injury, and I couldn't do anything. And it just drove me crazy, because I still went to the meets, you know, and supported my team and helped out, but no one knew the work I had put in to wrestling. No one knew. People assumed I was a stat girl. Nothing against stat girls, but I wasn't a stat girl. I was a wrestler. And I'm like, there's no way I can go the next 4 years of my life, people not knowing that I can wrestle. Yeah. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to look into it. So I went to Lindenwood just because it was close to home. I love my coach there. She's an Olympian, actually, so I like having her around for sure. She's very helpful. So that's kind of when I decided.
Well, anytime you're back in the neighborhood on the weekend, you're welcome to come and visit us and keep us updated on how your progress is, progressing along. Give us a phone number and an email address real quick here. And, of course, we'll go ahead and post that later on our website. But
yes.
If people are interested in helping you out, how can they do that?
My email is prime contact for me. That's VCF, all lowercase, 254 at lionmail.linenwood.edu. Occasionally you can get me by phone, which is 217-556-5801.
Victoria, a pleasure to have you in studio.
It's a pleasure.
We're excited
to be
for you. We think things are going to happen good things are going to happen for you.
I certainly hope so.
And we certainly hope that you keep stay in touch with us and see how things roll along here.
Okay.
And the deadline for this really portion of fundraising is October 6th,
yeah.
You say?
The hope is to put in the order by then.
Okay, that's terrific. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
We
had a great
me.
Time talking with you. It's great to meet you, and we look forward to seeing you again in the future. We had an opportunity to catch up with Kevin Krause earlier in the program. We had such a packed sports show, but we're going to talk with Kevin right now, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. And Kevin, thanks so much for getting back to us. And last night, the Bulldogs picked up their first win of the season, a 35-0 win over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. And man, it's got to feel great to get that first W.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I turned to one of the assistants, I think about midway through the fourth quarter, and I said, that monkey's starting to fall off my back a little bit. So it's definitely a little, maybe it's more of a relief for me, but hopefully it's an enjoyment for the players and the student athletes, because they've been working their fannies off here for the last, 6 weeks now, and just to have an opportunity to experience success. I mean, that's why you get involved in coaching. I mean, now that I have my own child, I mean, as a coach, you really get to be almost a parent for just a whole group of individuals, and you want to see them be successful and achieve success, you know, on the field, in the classroom, and in life.
And you know, Kevin, when we talk to former athletes, we hear that sort of thinking, they share that with us about how really it was almost a parental type situation with the head coach of a football team or a basketball team or whatever.
Absolutely, you know, and maybe it's probably a little bit different now at the high school level, because these guys leave and at the end of the day they're going home to their families. But I know in this day and age, I mean, you have some that their fathers are present, and some their parents, you know, it's their grandparents raising them or whoever, but they still have that support system at home most of the time. Whereas at college, you know, game's over. I mean, usually they get a chance to see their families, but sometimes they don't. And when they go back to the dorms or whatnot, when you're on campus, minus that Saturday afternoon, typically their parents aren't around much, so you have to be there for them a little bit more so.
And Kevin, for those who don't realize, you came to Staunton out of the Knox College football program, the Prairie Fire, and that program really got turned around, and you were part of that. And when you come from the college level to the high school level, of course, you have to do a little adjustment, don't you, as a coach?
Absolutely. You know, I've said it a few times to our players. I mean, I'm used to. Well, shoot, you know, Knox, actually, I think they just started school Monday.
Yeah.
So they actually had a chance to play two games before ever setting foot in class. And so it was, those guys had 4 weeks of pure just football, nothing else. And no, there's years where as a coach, I mean, you have 3.5 weeks of just pure football before classes started there and in camp, and you're with the guys from, you know, 8 in the morning until sometimes 9 o'clock at night, sometimes a little bit later because you're filling in the day. I mean, you put 18 to 22-year-olds on a college campus and you don't give them much to do.
you better practice a lot.
Yeah, you have some concerns there. But, you know, at the high school level, you know, we practiced, I think we had 1 week or 6 days of practice, and then school started on Monday, so a little bit quicker turnaround, and these guys are in class all day long versus, you know, college where they might have 3 or 4 hours of class in a given day, and the rest of the time they're technically, you could say, it's free time. I mean, obviously they have to use it wisely, but it's definitely a little bit of an adjustment, and guys having to learn multiple skill sets in terms of offense and defense. You know, the fine line that you kind of walk is how much you don't want to overcoach, but you don't want to leave out some of the details. And that's kind of that fine line of just.
And, you know, and it's a new scheme, so it just takes some time. No matter who the coach is or what the situation is, it just takes a little bit of time.
Absolutely. You know, and the funny thing is we really adjusted our scheme last night from what we had been doing. I know, you know, we had run a lot of pistol sets the first 3 weeks and just needed to get our run game going. So, you know,
once went with some my stuff that that you know at Knox we had taken from North Dakota State, and obviously they've had some success up there, and so I took that and said, okay, we got to run the football, take some pressure off the quarterback in the passing game, and guys really responded. I mean, we ran the ball for over 100, and Blaine was, I think, 14 of 18 for about just over 200 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. So, you know, anytime you complete 14 of 18 balls for 200 yards, you know, that's tremendous efficiency on the offensive side.
And Colt Decker had over 100 yards on, what, 20-plus carries last night for the Dogs. So,
yeah,
and 3 touchdowns.
Yes, it's good to get Colt healthy. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world. I think he's probably about 160 pounds, but, you know, he runs hard. And that's one thing, you know, I'll say about all of our backs is they run hard. And, you know, some of them have a little bit more punch with their size, but, you know, Colt ran the ball hard, pretty explosive. So he did some good things, and Eric Askwin had some nice runs. Tyler Newton had some good runs. So, and Blaine managed the game. He made some nice decisions to take off a couple times and kept the chains moving and put us in great situations.
Talking with Kevin Krause, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, and Kevin, just by looking at the time of possession, you really doubled up the time of possession according to the stat that I've seen. And you know, when you can control the football for that long of a period, generally good things happen to you.
That's for sure. sometimes, you know, time of possession sometimes is one of those stats where you it can be overrated at times. There's no doubt about that, because I think I've controlled the ball once for in a college game for about 40 plus minutes and we lost. But when you're physical, when you run the football effectively, and you're using up the clock, I mean, it does great things, because you kept our defense off the field, the less snaps your defense can play, the better you are.
Right.
One, you have to have the ball to score, and two, defense is just such an emotional side of the ball. It's a fly around, high energy side of the ball. So, you know, it takes a lot out. There's no doubt about it when you're having to play defense, because you're if you're a D lineman, you rush the quarterback, and now you got to turn and pursue to the football and in the pass game, and you know, 11 guys have to be flying to the football and on defense, and offensively sometimes you know your quarterback, for instance, once they hand the ball off and carry out their fake, they're not playing for the full snap, for instance, or some of the guys in the backside, whatnot.
So I bet practice this week, everybody will be kind of upbeat and saying, "Hey, we got that W, so let's get at it again, guys."
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our guys' mindset yesterday was unbelievable, and really this week. I mean, we're very physical in practice this week, and just. Got after it, you know, and I think that's what what our guys are more used to, and maybe I unintentionally changed our mindset and with the pistol, and thinking we were more of a spread and throw a ball all over the place. But we got after it. We were physical and played hard, and you know, before the game I wasn't quite sure if we were ready or not. We were very, very quiet, I thought, but you know, now reflecting back on it, I mean, really, they were just, our players really had a business-like attitude going into it, and couldn't be happier for them, especially that senior class. I mean, get that W out of the way and get things rolling in the right direction, and really, the guys played as a team. Anytime you can make a tackle on kickoff inside the 20-yard line, You're feeling pretty good.
And Kevin, we've had coaches even this year say there's sometimes one play in one game, and then the light bulb goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And the light bulb has gone on for the Bulldogs, it sounds like.
Yes, you know, absolutely. You know, I want to say the first, you know, it's probably the first drive. You know, when we had yesterday, it was just an interesting experience for me, because
when the officials went to see Litchfield before us, Litchfield had said they wanted to defer the on the kickoff, and I said we want the ball. So first time I've ever experienced a start of a coin toss without an actual coin toss. But you know, that first drive, you know, we experienced, I believe, it was a third and long, and Blaine scrambled around a little bit and found Colt for a nice long gain that I believe put us inside the 10, and we punched in from there. But yeah, I think that was definitely a turning point, because you know, you end up having a punt or something like that. Now all of a sudden, okay, you took the ball, you came away with no points, and even though we moved down the field, it still can be a little bit demoralizing in the fact that okay, here we go again. We've been able to move the ball fairly effectively, but okay, now all of a sudden you got to give them the ball back, and if they have a chance, now they have a chance, and they go down and score. Now you're down 7-0, and having to fight back from there. But certainly it wasn't. It's never the dream game where every call works and everything's 5 yards. But you know, the guys kept fighting and battling and made plays, and I think overall we averaged probably, well, I haven't done the math, but between, I know it was over 4 yards a carry, but it wasn't quite 5 yards a carry.
Well, Kevin, congratulations on getting that first W, and good luck the rest of the way. I know the Bulldogs are anxious to get back out on the practice field and go at it next week. See you next week. What have you got up here?
Well, now we have to deal with our homecoming week.
You're not the only coach that has that kind of, oh, well, it's homecoming.
Yeah, we host Collinville for homecoming, so it'll be a big game. I know they're tough. They have a very good running back, an experienced quarterback, and so haven't quite got myself into Collinville yet. I've been, you know, breaking down our tape this morning, but yeah, it's different homecoming at the high school level, because I told our guys last night, I mean, I'm used to homecoming, that's for the alums.
Yeah.
You know, that's the 5-year reunion, the 10, the 15, 20, you know, so on and so forth. I think once you get past 50, it's just, okay, whoever's alive, we're happy to have you come back. Hopefully, the advancement office is, you know, trying to get you to set up a big donation for when you're... for your estate, you know, at the high school level, it's for the kids. It's for them to enjoy, and I think right now they're decorating different classes. They're decorating hallways, and we have Powder Puff going on tomorrow. So I get to be the official. So now, you know, usually I'm used to getting yelled at as a coach. Now I get yelled at as the official tomorrow. So that'll be fun.
It's all part of the experience, man.
Absolutely. Hey, you wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's right. Kevin, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you calling us back, and we look forward to talking to you down the line, and good luck down the line for the Bulldogs this year as they open up with or get their first win last night, 35-0 over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Kevin Krause, the head coach of the Bulldogs, thanks so much. Take care, my friend.
Thank you for your time.